It's not my intent tonight to spend these few precious minutes discussing the TV camera that was used by Armstrong and my role in that effort. That will do tonight. And those of you who like to be there, I will just wing it all the way till the doors close. I'm here today to talk to you about the effort of those of you who are on duty at Honeysuckle Creek, Parsons, Sydney, on the day of July 21st, 1969, and provided myself and the entire world with the opportunity to observe in the hall, through the magic of television, and live television, the first human to have returned to heaven, and ventured on and walked on another heavenly body other than Earth. Armstrong and Aldrin happened to have been from the U.S., but it took the genius and efforts of countless of thousands of unnamed and unrecognized others from the world community to achieve the ultimate success. That does not in any way diminish NASA's role in Apollo, because Apollo was truly the invention of mankind as a whole, and will be long remembered as the one time in its history when man came together to achieve a common goal, which will always be remembered as Apollo 11. And no one has to say another word other than Apollo 11 to define it. As the world and I watched the images of the event on the moon in utter amazement, you and other, on the other hand, were not going to just be witnesses and observers, but one of the most important players whose one and only goal was to serve the world community and posterity, and receiving the television signal from the moon, process it, record it, and transmit it, allowing possibly the world's most important TV imagery to be viewed in their homes and elsewhere for those who live in every part, every corner of the world. It was not only a daunting task, but an awesome responsibility to be asked of you, of this handful of engineers in Australia, who would call on to simply make it all happen. And that you did. And as I can attest to, you performed brilliantly, and the world applauds you. But, for the most part, they were not aware who you were as a group or who you were individually. But I do know who you are, and I have the most vested interest in what you were accomplishing that day. So I'm here today to thank you as a group and individual for your dedication and expertise you brought to the Apollo program during that magical moment, and nurtured the TV signal created by the Apollo camera on the moon and provide the world with the best television imagery the world could see. You have no idea how I envy you, this handful of people who were the only ones in the entire world that saw the imagery as provided by the camera from the moon. Before it was processed and transmitted, you saw what no one in the world was given the opportunity to see. Not me, not NASA, not anyone. And that, to me, is a very special treat that you had. Although I would have given anything to replace to be here with you instead of the mission control, it was not to be. And I'm here today, and I want you to know that where the world may not know what you as a group accomplished, I knew then, as I do today and now, that the TV signal that was produced by the camera was being received and processed by the engineers and technicians who were no one could ever possibly improve on. I probably understand what you experienced that day better than anyone in the world. And my message is that I know that the world will thank you, NASA thanks you, Australia thanks you, and above all, I thank you for giving me that most precious gift and moment in my life. And I thank you.